Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
It's an intervention, Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Last week, Thursday, at the usual time spot, round about now, 20 to 9 on a Thursday, Wendy was telling us about solutions that you could come up with for closing your Edgar's account. There were quite a few hoops to jump through. But that post literally exploded on all platforms. So we need to address it. And welcome back on a Tuesday morning, Wendy Nola. Hello, Wendy lady.
Darren, how odd is this?
Morning, Wendy.
I have my weekend tomorrow.
Hello.
So help us out here. I mean, obviously we asked people to email you through the email option on your Facebook page, but you were just, it was crazy.
I think that was a moment of madness, if I'm honest, Darren. because I get enough email from people asking me to help or advise them without specifically saying, okay, on this one, please write to me. It just occurred to me that, you know, every time I take up these cases, and a lot I don't because I just don't have the capacity, but every time I do, I send it through to RCS, which is the company which since towards the end of last year took over the handling of accounts, Edgar's accounts, right? So the Edgar's itself was sold by Edcon to Retailability, which is based in Durban, and then that the accounts handling is handled by RCS, and then you've got Hollard, who handles their funeral policies and everything. But for the account holder, it's all, they just get one statement. It's one shop that they go to and one statement. They don't know the whole backstory necessarily. Anyway, so because RCS and the CEO, Regan Adams, sorts out the cases that I send through to him very quickly and efficiently. Sometimes it's the consumer's got things wrong, but mostly, you know, he sorts them out. And I suddenly thought, you know, there's so many people I know that are battling to close their accounts for whatever reason, or battling some kind of account issue. You know, let me try and help. The most, you know, and so
I want to quote you. Listen, pause there, Wendy. No, I want to quote you. You said, if you are battling even beyond the information I've given you, just drop me an email. So you, this is all on you.
But I did say, number one, I did say I can't promise to take up everyone. And the second thing, but the thing I should have said and didn't, was, I mean, I don't. I have to say, I don't think I need to say it, but clearly I do. I should have said, don't forget to include your account number.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, 90 to 95% of the emails I got didn't have the account number. Please help. Help me close it. No account number. So I must get a hold of RCS and say, Alvin Smith, you know him, can you just close his account, please?
Yeah. He's plenty
So I've had double the workload. I've had double the workload in that. I haven't even sent off the first batch to RCS yet because I've had to write back to almost every single person and say, I need this and this and this. Or I'll say, well, how did you attempt to close and when? And they only answer one question. So I think I might do a masterclass on Thursday in one of our segments just to say, please just make sure you tick all these boxes because you make it easier for people to help you.
Perfect.
Help others help you, you know. So help me to help you, basically. Anyway, so there's been a stall there. But what has happened, which has been quite gratifying, is that Retailability, Terry Dale, the head of marketing, reached out to me. I'm not going to go into everything that he said, but basically he said, I'm sharing my details with you so that I, you know, if your escalations prove fruitless, we can step in. We've addressing initiatives to remove the steps between ourselves and RCS to minimize frustration, especially in how long it's taking to get a resolution. Your updates help keep the pressure on. Very gracious of them. As the brand, we really do not want this to be our customer's experience. So I'll go into on Thursday the story of what's been done there, and I will have had response from RCS. But essentially it's a number of issues around, you know, like last week's case study, they close their account but leave the club fee running, so there's still a balance. People not understanding that there is a legitimate service fee of 30 rand a month that can be charged whether you're spending or not. So they're saying, what's going on? RCS is ending these illegal charges. That's actually legal. But at the nub of it, Darren, the systems, there's so many players in this story that, especially if someone has a lot of add-ons, the club fees, the insurances, and whatever. And a lot of these people are elderly now. They've had their accounts for years. They're not in arrears, affecting their quality of life because they just can't sort this out. And it's expensive as well, if you think about it, to be making calls, to be, you know, if you've got prepaid airtime and all the rest. So I do think it was a case where, let me try and do what I can. Let me go the extra mile. But please, if you're listening to this story for the first time and you're in this situation, you send me an email, please put your account number one, and just some short summary of what you've done so far, what the issue is, because to just say, hi, please help me, is going to take, you know, much longer than it needs to.
All right. So there you go. Wendy has cleared it up for us. It must include your account number if you're asking Wendy to help you with closing your Edgar's account. I'm remiss to do this, but there is an email option on her Facebook page, Wendy Nola. Don't look for the Twitter one. That's Wendy Knowledge, and that isn't her at all. And we're going to be doing a masterclass on Thursday at about 20 to 9 as well. So make sure you make an appointment for that.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.